Hi, friends. Welcome back to another episode of the Growing Pains Podcast. I am your host, Allison LaRue. So glad you could be here. Today, we're talking about the important lessons to learn in life, and specifically the lessons that you guys are currently learning in life, and I'll be giving my 2 cents on them, because when am I not giving my 2 cents? That's sort of the point of this podcast. But yeah, yesterday I was on the treadmill at the gym, and I posted on my Instagram story, what lesson are you currently learning in life right now? Because I was curious. I wanted to see. And I figured it would be a really fun podcast episode if I got on here and gave my advice on sort of the lessons that you're learning or what I've learned about these lessons, my experience with them, so on, so forth. And also talk about some of the lessons that I'm currently learning. I'm more than happy to do an episode where I talk about the lessons that I've learned recently in the past 6 months, year, whatever, probably 6 months. I know I've talked about what I've learned in the past year. Anyways. So before that, if you're not following me on Instagram at the Allison LaRue, follow me there. Same with TikTok. Subscribe to my YouTube, Plays Vibes. It's Allison LaRue as well. If you're not subscribed to my YouTube, please go subscribe. The video versions of this podcast is always there. And also, if you want an update on my whole gym crush situation, I'm posting a weekly vlog where I talk almost exclusively about it. No, it's like honestly going to be like a 45-minute vlog. And I have really been missing just talking to you guys. If you guys have been listening to this podcast for a while, you know that ages ago, this podcast was sort of just me getting on here and talking about what was currently going on in my life. And in the past 6 months or so, or maybe like the past year, who knows? And in the past year, 6 months, who knows, it has really turned into like an educational podcast where I talk a lot about lessons and just I tell you the things that I wish I learned sooner, essentially. But I love that. Do not get me wrong. Like, these are my favorite kind of podcasts to listen to. I love recording these podcasts and helping you guys out and sharing what I've learned. But I do miss that, like, feeling of we're just hanging out, being friends. I used to get so many people telling me, like, your podcast feels like I'm just hanging out with a friend. And that's what I want. But so I'm bringing back weekly vlogs for that reason. Because I miss also just editing videos of my own that aren't podcasts. So I thought this was the best of both worlds, where I can record YouTube videos still and talk to you guys and chit chat and shoot the shit and have gossip talk, while still having my podcast be this sort of like educational hub, if you will. So go subscribe to my YouTube for the video versions of this podcast, but also for vlogs. Where we sort of just talk. This week, like, it's hard to call it a vlog. I record it every day of the week, but every single thing I recorded was inside my apartment. So I was just chatting with you about, you know, my fitness plan, and we watched a Dominic Fike music video, and I talked a lot about my gym crush. So yeah, go subscribe to the YouTube if you may, if you might. You can also book a one-on-one call with me in the description. You can also submit anonymous advice at the link in the description as well. So let's get right into some of the lessons that you guys are currently learning. Ooh, the first one is comparison is the thief of joy. It almost always causes more harm than good. Yeah, comparison is a bitch. And the sooner that you learn to stop comparing yourself to other people, and especially other people's journeys, the happier you will be. I think it is like human nature to compare yourself or to compare parts of your life to other people's, but I think it gets really harmful when you don't know when to stop with that comparison. I don't think you're ever gonna fully stop comparing yourself to people because it's like I said, it's human nature, but I think it's very important to learn to stop yourself from spiraling on it. I've seen this a lot on TikTok actually, where it's like gym girlies who have like big muscles and big quads and like incredible backs, and they're like, I see a skinny girl who does Pilates walk into the gym and suddenly I'm rethinking all of my goals. Babe, that hurts my feelings so much, because you can look at another woman who does not look like you and be like, she's beautiful, but so am I. Comparison is sort of just putting people on a pedestal above yourself. when you are looking at other people, work on admiring them rather than comparing yourself to them. You can want to be where someone is and not diminish where you are currently. Turn that into envy, turn that into motivation, turn that into the drive to get you to do what you want to do, but know that you are exactly where you're meant to be. The thing is, people are always going to be where you want to be. People are always going to have something you want. There's always going to be something to yearn for, but that doesn't mean that you have to sort of belittle yourself currently where you're at. And with the whole look thing, like, start looking at, if you have a hard time comparing yourself to other people, look at that person, and when you feel yourself wanting to compare yourself to them, instead, like, internalize that voice and say, yes, she is beautiful, but so am I. Yes, she's beautiful, but so am I. I personally think one of the biggest ways to work through comparison and to stop comparing yourself to other people in a negative way, because once again, like, you can transform comparison into, like, motivation and drive. If you see someone in a position that you want to be in, use that to motivate you, and also use that as, like, if they can do it, so can I. I think a lot of the times when people compare themselves, it's like, oh, I want to be there, and it turns into this, like, wine fest, like, they're better than me. It's like, hey, shut the fuck up. No, they're not. They're no better than you are. Every single person, like, we are at the same level. Even if the playing field isn't even, even if they were given more opportunities and more whatever, like, you still are fully capable of getting what they have. You might have to put in a little more work, but also, you don't know the work that they put in. Even from the outside, if you think they had everything super easy, you do not know anyone's story, you do not know anyone's journey, you do not know. So stop comparing yourself to something that you don't actually even know what's going on. Number one. And number two, turn that into motivation. Turn that into something that can drive you and actually be productive rather than just something that's, like, destroying your mental health of, like, I want what they have, blah, 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 blah. You can get anything that anyone has. Until, like, there are a few exceptions, and one of them is, like, body types. Before I get into body types, I just want to say one of the biggest things that I've done to help me stop comparing myself to others in a really unhealthy way is trusting myself. Trust your judgment. I think a lot of the times people are very happy with what they have until they see someone else who is also happy with what they have. And then we're like, well, maybe I'd be happier if I had what they had. Trust your judgment. You chose your life. You chose the things that you currently have because you thought it would make you happy. And if you didn't, then obviously we have some things to reevaluate. But also, it's a good sign that at any time you can make changes. You can completely transform your life whenever you want to. But trust your judgment. You made certain decisions for a reason. You've created certain habits and certain behaviors, and you've done certain things for a reason. Trust yourself. Just because someone else is doing something differently doesn't mean they're doing it better than you are. It might be what's best for them, but you also have to trust yourself that you're doing what's best for you. Now, getting into the whole body type thing, because I am a firm believer that you can have anything that anyone has until it comes to bodies. I'm going to refer to two different TikTok videos right now. One being, I see a lot of TikTok videos recently of Jim Gurley's being like, I'm happy and, like, so excited to keep growing my muscles and to be, like, a muscle mommy, essentially, until I see the skinny girl who does Pilates walk in the door, and then I'm rethinking everything. Stop fucking doing that. You were so happy with, like, growing your quads and being this absolute machine until you saw someone who has a completely different body type and completely different goals walk in the door. Here's the thing. I am someone who will always be a muscular person. Like, I will always have more muscle and more fat on my body, regardless of the diet and regardless of what I do. I could not starve myself into looking like those really super skinny mini girls. Hey, I've tried it before. It didn't work. Some bodies just are not meant to look like other bodies. This is another TikTok reference that I saw. Say you have a German Shepherd and you have a Corgi. You could not starve that German Shepherd into looking like a Corgi. It would look like a really malnourished and neglected German Shepherd, but it wouldn't look like a Corgi, would it? Because the bone structure is different. The genetics are different. It would not look like that Corgi. In that same breath, you could not overfeed that corgi to look like a German Shepherd. It would just look like a chunky corgi, right? The same goes for our bodies. And I'm not saying we're corgis and German Shepherds, but I personally think best in analogies. And that really was helpful for me because it's so true. Like, I couldn't starve myself to look like a Victoria's Secret model. It wouldn't happen. I would just look like a malnourished Allison, right? And in the same breath, you couldn't overfeed these Victoria's Secret models into having like these crazy muscles and being jacked as hell and being shorter and all these things. You know what I mean? Like, some bodies just literally cannot look like certain things. Now, you can take inspiration from other people's bodies and be like, damn, I really like how toned she looks. I would love to like work on that. I would love to see what that could look like on my body, right? Rather than being like, I want to look like her. You're never going to look like her. You can look like yourself and you can put effort into having certain goals of like, oh, I want to see my muscles. Oh, I want to lean out. Oh, I want to get a bigger butt. Oh, I want to do this. Like, whatever it is that you want to do, you can do that. You are capable of doing these things, but set goals that are actually realistic for yourself. Okay. And also in that video, that person was mentioning, because a lot of the times women get in our heads of like, if we don't fit the beauty standard, we are literally unlovable and like nobody will find us attractive. But the person was like, there are people out there who like exclusively want German Shepherds. And they don't want a corgi. And there are people out there who exclusively want corgis and they don't want a German Shepherd. Like, there are people out there who would love both. There are people out there who don't really want either. There are people out there who exclusively want you, okay? Regardless of the Victoria's Secret models of the world, they want you. Stop convincing yourself you're not beautiful because there are other beautiful people out there. So with comparison, no, you're not seeing the full story when you're comparing yourself to people, whether it be on social media or it be in passing or it even be a friend. Every single life comes with struggle. It's never perfect. Even if you look at someone's life and you're like, God, they're always happy. I promise you they're not. God, their life is so easy. I promise you it's not. Everyone's life comes with struggles. Everyone's life comes with shit. And every single person is like wishing that they had something different, right? So the person that you're comparing yourself to is probably comparing themselves to someone else as well. Be happy with where you're at now or you will never be happy. Be happy with what you currently have and the life that you're currently living. That way, when you accomplish these goals that you set for yourself, now that you realize you're capable of getting these things that you want and you stop comparing yourself to people and feeling bad for yourself, when you get these things, you can actually enjoy it because you learned how to be happy with what you have. Otherwise, you're always going to want more. How to let go of them when I haven't stopped loving them. Love yourself more. There are going to be a lot of people in your life that you have to let go of because at the end of the day, like, not everyone is permanent. Not everyone is meant to be in your life forever. You're going to outgrow people. You're going to have to let go of people. And here's the thing, like, our hearts, our brains, we are not machines that are wired to stop loving someone the second they're not good for us or the second they're not meant for us anymore. You're likely still gonna love them long after you've realized they're not good for you and long after you've left them and you've walked out of their life and they walked out of yours. The key here is loving yourself more, having more love and respect for yourself and valuing your peace more, right? Being able to look at someone you love deeply and knowing that, like, you aren't good for me anymore. We are not meant to be together anymore. You are not meant to be in my life anymore. And as much as I love you, I have to choose myself first. So I have to walk away. I personally think that's the only way you're going to actually be able to truthfully walk away from something that you deeply love is if you have more love for yourself and know that it's what's best for you. You are the only person that is ever going to look out for yourself fully, because if that person doesn't want to end the relationship, they're not going to end it, even if they know it's what's best for you, right? You have to be the person to stand up for yourself. You have to be the one to look out for yourself, and you have to be the one to walk away and love yourself more in every situation. Some people do not care if they're wrong / have wronged you and won't apologize or change. Very true. A couple of things on this. One, some people are not capable of recognizing when they've done something wrong, and some people are also not capable of changing. Two, think about why you want them to change. You want them to become a version of them that you think is best, that would tailor to you best, or that you think would be the best version of themselves. What you think is best for someone may not actually be what's best for them. What you thought was best for yourself in the past probably wasn't what was actually best for you. You know what I mean? So you are not God. This is a lesson that I really had to learn, because I thought I always knew what was best for people and I would always give them advice and try to help them become the best version of themselves. But it's like, one, that's the best version of who they could be in your eyes, probably for your life, right? this was a big thing with my family. I was trying to help my family become the quote unquote best versions of themselves. Maybe that wouldn't be the best version of them, but that would be the best version of my mother, you know, for me as my mom. Maybe that wouldn't be the best version of her as her own person, you know? So one, recognizing that, A, that might actually not be the best version of them. And two, recognize that they might not want that. And that's okay as well. Nobody owes you anything in terms of like changing or an apology even, because some people are not capable of recognizing where they went wrong. Another thing there is that I am a firm believer that we have to be hurt by other people in order to grow. In that same breath, some people, like, we have to hurt people in order to grow as well. I don't even want to say some people. We've all hurt people, and I would hope you learned from that, right? So a part of life is being hurt and hurting others in order to grow. So just hope that that's what they need in order to become the best version of who they are meant to be, not who they should be for you. And also, please don't ever stick around or stay in someone's life just out of hope that they'll change or recognize where they went wrong. Because once again, like, you're holding on to this image of this person that you crafted in their head. That's not who they are. That's a character you created. Don't stay in someone's life because you hope they have, like, because they have potential, or you hope they become the person you want them to be. They may never become that person because that might not be who they're meant to be. And also, it's not necessarily that they don't care if they're wrong. I think it's really, this is like a big lesson that I've learned in the past year, because with my family, I just assumed they were heartless. They didn't care. They didn't give a fuck. That's not the case. That is a very self-centered mindset. And I'm not trying to attack you on this. This is like a big lesson I had to learn. It's not about you. Even if they've hurt you deeply and it felt really targeted to you, it's still not about you. It's about them. It's not that they don't care about you. It's that they are really, really likely struggling. If people are mistreating you or being just like what we view as a bad person, it's because they are really struggling. So it's not that they don't care about you. They might not, but they are working through a lot of shit on their own, and sort of remove the self-centered part of it. You know, center yourself in your healing and what you need to do. Center yourself in the fact that, like, I need to walk away from this person, but don't center yourself in their own struggles of like, they don't care about me. That's a very self-centered viewpoint. It's not that they don't care about you. It's that they probably don't care about themselves, and they are really, really, really struggling. But yeah, you're right. Sometimes people just don't care. That's not the case for everyone. Some people are fully aware of what they're doing and they don't care. But even then, I would argue that they're really struggling. I'm learning to stay alone and care for myself. Sad face. That doesn't have to be a sad thing. That's one of the most beautiful phases of life you can be in, because you won't be alone forever. Whether it's a partner or friendships or a pet, like, value this alone time. It's not going to last forever. You are going to attract people into your life. So really cherish this time of your life. I have a whole YouTube video. It's not a podcast. A whole YouTube video on loneliness and learning to love being alone. So go check that out if you want. Letting go of control. Ooh, bitch. I used to be a control freak. I had so much anxiety when I wasn't in control of certain situations. But the best thing that I learned is, like, I'm not going to change anything here. Like, regardless of how tightly I try to hold on to control, it never changed the outcome. Life is way less enjoyable when you're trying to control every single thing. It's awesome when you just let life play out, because there's so many surprises and so many things that you could have never expected, that if you were trying to change and control and manipulate every single outcome, you would have never experienced or been able to appreciate those little things. And also, when you are in, like, so tightly holding onto control of life, you're also likely very stressed out when things aren't in your control. Here's the thing. Every aspect of life is out of your control. Anything could happen at any given moment. Regardless of how in control you think you are completely out of control. And I don't say that to send you into an anxiety attack, and I hope that doesn't make you spiral. It's actually, like, a really beautiful thing to recognize. I don't have to do any of that. I get to just enjoy this shit. And once again, I used to be someone who was really, really, really deeply afraid of not being in control of things. You can get to a point where you don't feel the need to be in control. Like, with my Europe trip, I booked a one-way ticket to Dublin, Ireland, and I planned it as I went, and I had so much fun. Leave so much up to just, like, let it happen. Learn to go with the flow. It's so fun. Life is so fun when you do that, because I realized, like, I'm never in control, and me stressing and worrying and being anxious and being upset that I'm not in control is changing nothing. It's not changing the outcome of the situation. It's only ruining my day right now. So why am I doing this? I can sit here for 6 hours and try to control the outcome of next week. And guess what? It's not going to make a fucking difference. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen, regardless of how much I try to control it. Let life happen. Work-life balance. What is life if you're working it away? You know, there's so much more to life than that. And I learned that when I was in Europe. America is like really scary into hustle culture. Americans live to work, and a majority of the rest of the world works to live. I changed a lot about how I live my life after traveling Europe and seeing how other people live, because it's like, why are all of our goals focused around our career? Why can't our goals be focused around, I want to own a piece of land and like grow trees on it? Or I really want to get better at this specific hobby, or I want to be happy, or I want to have a family, or I want to have a big group of friends, or I want to travel the world. Why is it like, I want to get promoted, I want to get this, I want to make this much money? It's like, what does any of that mean in your deathbed? You know, if you didn't live, if you didn't do the things that you want to do outside of your career, what the fuck did any of it mean? Was it worth it at all? Probably not. And I'm not saying don't be driven. Yeah, but like, I hope you're, I don't even think it should be a 50-50 balance. I think in a perfect world, a work-life balance would be like 25% to 75%. And that's what I'm working really hard to get to. You are not your mistakes and they don't define you. Oh my God, that's a good one. Yes! Your mistakes are just like a part of the journey of like learning more about yourself. Same with your successes. Like, your successes don't define you, but especially not your mistakes. And even think about like the people that you love. Everyone makes mistakes. Do you categorize, like when you introduce your friends to each other, you're like, hey, this is my friend Mallory. She spilled her spaghetti all over my lap 5 years ago, and she fucked up in her relationship because she didn't know how to communicate, and she did this really embarrassing thing once. You don't introduce people, like, you don't think about people as their mistakes. So why are you doing that to yourself? You know what I mean? You are not your mistakes. You are someone who makes mistakes in order to not make them again, in order to learn from them. You have to make mistakes to grow. It is a part of life. So stop identifying to them and attaching to them. And when you make mistakes, just tell yourself, hey, I'm a human being. What the hell else was I supposed to do? Think about it. Babies have to make mistakes in order to learn. It's like, you put your hand on a hot stove once, I guarantee you won't do it again. You got to make mistakes to learn. Letting go of who is bad for me, especially because they're my only quote-unquote support system. If they're bad for you, they're not supporting you at the end of the day. You are a better support system to yourself than anyone who is not meant to be in your life. You know what I mean? They're weighing you down. They're dragging you down. You alone, on your own, in your peace, is so much better than you surrounded by people who are not meant to be in your life anymore. Oh my God, this one's so good. Stop expecting myself in others. Holy shit, that set me up for so much disappointment, heartbreak, and just like failure in general. Was I expected myself in other people. I had this mindset of like, well, if I can do it, why can't you? Some people are not capable of doing certain things, and some people are not meant to be certain people or be certain things or have certain traits or have certain qualities. They're not meant to do that. And that doesn't make them a bad person. Just because they can't be what you think they should be, that doesn't mean they're bad, or that doesn't mean they're not as good as you at all. They're them. And either take people at face value for who they are and what they can offer, or leave them. Because staying around hoping that they'll change or adapt to quality or, you know, do whatever for you is really fucked up. Imagine someone was only in your life because they wanted you to change into someone else. Huh? That's fucked. Instead, find people who have the traits that you really want, and also get super clear on what it is in yourself that you want in others, your non-negotiables. While it can be very harmful to expect yourself in other people, know that it is possible to find these qualities in other people. You are living proof of that. Like, for example, I know that true love out there exists based on the love that I have in myself. I don't expect that love from everyone, though, because I know that's not in everyone. Everyone loves differently, you know? But I know that there are people out there who also have that same love in them. I just have to find them. There are people out there who have these qualities that you have that you are looking for in other people, but you have to find them in people. You can't force other people to have these qualities. So use yourself as proof that these things exist without trying to force them into other people. Keep finding other people who have these things. Learn to love people for who they are and where they are, or learn to let them go for that. Learning that I'm the toxic person, lost my significant other, it's a bitter pill to swallow. Yeah, it can be really hard to accept that you're the toxic one, but it's a part of life. You're going to grow. You're going to learn from this. I hope. Take it as a lesson. You can't always be the victim in every situation. That's also something I had to learn, was like, it's inevitable. If you were surrounded by toxic people, if you were in a toxic relationship, if you grew up in a toxic household, you have toxic traits. It is inevitable, especially if you were in, well, not especially, but like, this was hard for me to swallow. Like, my family was incredibly toxic growing up. For me to expect that I got out unscathed is so silly. That's ridiculous. Obviously, I have toxic traits about myself. One of my biggest ones that I had to unlearn was communication and like hiding my feelings from people and expecting people to read my mind and never asking for help. Like, that was super toxic. It leads to toxic relationships. And I had that for sure. I can talk all about my toxic traits in a later episode because I think it does help to hear other people like own up to them. It doesn't have to be a scary thing. I think it's really beautiful to be able to open the dark parts of yourself and be able to be like, look at them, love me for them or leave me for them. Now, I will say, like, no human is inherently toxic. I think we all have toxic behaviors and toxic traits. So no, you aren't the toxic one. You just have toxic behaviors you have to work through. But don't we all? And also recognizing that, like, you are not an angel. You have things to work through. Stop acting like you don't, okay? Even if you were in, like, a previously toxic relationship, you had to be a certain level of toxic to stay in that relationship. You know, it takes two people to create a toxic relationship. It's hard to admit, but like, you have to hold a certain level of toxicity to be able to entertain that. It's hard to admit. I did it myself. Believe me. I love you. You can work through it. Patience. This is the biggest lesson I'm working on right now. I'm very much a person who is like, when I want something, I get it because I force myself to. I force myself to get uncomfortable and do scary things. So with that, like, I don't often wait around for things because I know I'm going to have to do it eventually. So I just do it immediately. I can't do everything all the time. Some things are out of my control. So I have to learn to be patient with things like that. Right now, it's the situation with my gym crush. I'm like, why aren't we in love already? Why haven't I asked him out yet? Hey, bitch, be patient. Some things just have to fall into place. Trust the timing of things. What really helps me here is looking back on my life and thinking, like, if that would have happened when I wanted it to, it wouldn't have worked out. I'm really glad it took longer. I'm really glad this, that, the third. Things will happen when they are meant to happen, but also when you are ready for them to happen. So maybe you're still just being prepared for this thing when it happens. Be patient and know it's going to come when it's meant to, when it's going to come to you, when you are ready for it, and when you can enjoy it the most. Trust that. To stop chasing validation. Validate yourself, babe. I talk about this all the time. Give yourself what you want from others. What can someone else give you in terms of validation that you can't give yourself? What parts of you do you feel like need validated? Validate that in yourself. I used to write myself love letters a lot because I felt like no one ever saw me or understood me or loved me deeply like that. So I started seeing myself and loving myself and doing the things that I wanted others to do for me, you know? I mentioned this a while ago, but like, I used to think no one could ever find me attractive after I gained weight. And I recently have been like working really hard on finding myself attractive again. And now I'm like, oh damn, bitch, I am a steal. I'm a hot piece of ass. Anyone would find me attractive. You know, start validating yourself in the ways that you want other people to validate you. That's the only way you're going to stop chasing validation. Because here's the thing, no one ever can validate you fully. If you aren't able to validate yourself, you're never going to feel fulfilled. Because they could give you their 100% and you're still going to need more from them. So learn to validate yourself. It's going to be hard, but just give yourself the things you want from others. Think about the parts of yourself that you want others to validate and do that for yourself. Okay. I think I'm going to stop there. This is one of the shortest episodes I've done in a while, but bitch, I'm hungry. I didn't eat yet this morning. It's only 8:15. I woke up early so I could record this before I had my coffee, but I'm going to go drink my coffee and have my smoothie and start recording this week's vlog. Make sure you go subscribe to the YouTube. Let me know in the comments or DM me what you want next week's episode to be about. Because I always have ideas, but I want to make sure I'm doing what you guys want me to do for these. And then my YouTube is where I'm going to run my mouth and talk about whatever I want. Okay, friends, follow me on Instagram at @TheAllisonLarue. Same with TikTok. YouTube, Allison LaRue, all of it. I love you so much. Let me know what you're currently learning or a big lesson you've learned in the past in the comments. And also let me know what you want me to talk about next week. I love ya. As always, you deserve healthy love. Bye, babies.